Hey, hey, all you Arizona lovers. This is the Finding Arizona podcast, episode number 397. I'm your host, Jose. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Today's episode is actually with SpeedPro, which is a large-scale printing company. And we want to say thank you so much to Derek and Jenny for coming into the show and just sharing what they have to offer on an early scale. It is just something that they have been so proud of what they've accomplished so far, and we are proud of them as just as much. So we hope you enjoy this episode. We hope that you guys stay connected with them in the links in the bio below. So that being said, that'll actually transition us into the business side. You can hear every episode of Finding Arizona Podcast at findingarizonapodcast.com. We make it easy for you guys to connect with us through social media. That's Finding Arizona Podcast under every social platform. We hope that you guys are staying tuned, and you might notice that this is a little bit different than our normal format. We are actually going back to the old school format for just today, just because we are actually recording our 400th episode. And so we are using all the tools that we have at our expense to make sure that it is a beautiful, well done episode. And we put together some fantastic guests. So we hope that you guys are staying tuned for that. Stay tuned to the social media to let you know who's going to be on it as a quick little highlight and show and tell to those names that are going to be on that episode. Very excited, very just astonished by being able to do this so consistently for so long, for the past, you know, almost it's almost going to be a decade soon, but the past couple of years have been so incredible to be able to share with you these wonderful stories and more stories to come. But we have just been working our butts off, and it's coming full circle how much this has been more of just not just being a podcast but an actual business and what we do. So that being said, I want to encourage you guys to go check out The Found House, which is our new kind of like, I don't even know what to call it. It's our business that we want to help people create and put out their episodes for podcasting. But if you just want to do more of a video thing, we can do more of that. I want to just say that it is something of a dream of mine to become a larger scale network of people who are creating on this bigger scale so that our stories can be heard. And that is what the main consistent thing that we have tried to put out there is, these smaller stories, but put on a larger platform, on a larger microphone. We are cheerleaders for you guys. So help us get a little bit better at our networking and our output so that we can help you tell your story. And that is The Found House, and that's where you're going to go do it. We hope to work with you in the future, and that'll complete everything that is businessy behind the scenes. We are actually, again, doing the 400th episode. Little man's doing really great at school. He loves it. He is actually thriving a lot in that school, and we're very excited that he is doing so. So as he grows, as we grow, we will let you know what's going on. Stay tuned to the vlog, which is available at youtube.com/Finding Arizona Podcast. That is something that we put out routinely. Britt's getting better at the editing. We're all getting better here at this place, and we hope that you guys will stay tuned for all of that. So let's just jump into this episode. Episode number 397 with SpeedPro. Derek and Jenny, thank you so much. And we'll see you next time. Kisses, hugs, and belly rubs to our four-legged friends. Bye, y'all. Welcome back, everybody, to the Finding Arizona podcast. I'm your host, Jose. And as always, we bring in fantastic guests every week. And today is no different. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd love to introduce you to members of SpeedPro, Derek and Jenny. And I'm going to say this last name, Muth. Am I getting it?
Muth.
I knew it was Muth. And I was like, it's 50-50, but Muth. Derek, Jenny, welcome. Thank you so much. And for those of you who are looking at the graphic right behind them, they are graphic designers, graphic signage, large-scale printing, and wraps, everything you could think of with printing.
go to them for Speed Pro. And I also like to say they've opened up a new location in Avondale. Congratulations. And
welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you both for coming aboard. And there's a lot of things that we have to discuss, but one of the first questions that we always ask our guests is, can you give us a little bit of your origin story and how Speed Pro became a big part of your life?
It really started with me. For me, it was a matter of getting out of, I was in a job that just wasn't satisfying, didn't feel appreciated. So I went back to school at that point, and I went through the University of Phoenix and got an MBA. Yeah. So a master's in business administration. Once that was done, I was looking for another job, and I was really finding it difficult to really get through an interview process. Yeah. I would get one interview and that would be it. At that point, someone actually reached out to me via LinkedIn, because I also shared stories with, I was seeing that other people were kind of having the same issues or same challenges. And somebody said, hey, just let's talk once a week. He was kind of a career coach. Okay. But basically, he worked for someone looking, we worked for franchise companies.
Got it.
So at that point, he goes, hey, we went through a number of questions, went through some tests, and basically it's like, okay, this is what you would like. You would like some family time. You kind of want to be your own boss. So he introduced me to three companies that had the possibility of being good fits for kind of the lifestyle I was looking for. Okay. And one of those was Speed Pro. And the thing that really excited me with Speed Pro, it was out of the three, it was the one to where I had the most kind of influence or could be involved with daily.
Okay.
And part of that also excitement was with Jen. Jen's been a stay-at-home mom for, 13, 14 years. Yeah. So she hasn't been working full-time outside of obviously being the domestic engineer at home. So
yeah. I like the little plug there for domestic engineer, because that's something that I was like, I was reading your bio and I was like, oh, that's fun. That's a fun way.
Yeah.
And this was, I thought, a perfect industry because she kind of dabbled in it a little bit.
Okay.
Just working with kind of designs at home or she loves to work with the Cricut machines.
Nice.
So she kind of dabbled in it a little bit. And over time, we went back and forth on a couple different franchises. And this is the one that really interested me the most. And then after time, we entertained both. We tried to do our due diligence. Mm-hmm. And Speed Pro, after kind of going through a discovery day with two of the franchises, Speed Pro really impressed us.
Yeah.
So at that point, we went kind of did a discovery day. They treated us great. They kind of gave us what their expectations were. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just necessarily opening up a franchise for Speed Pro. It's actually kind of getting support from them. Yeah. And also getting support from other owners.
Okay.
And that was really, really key when it came down to it for us choosing Speed Pro. And kind of the challenge in it, kind of may go off track a little bit. When we first got introduced to them, we were trying to get a location in Tempe.
Okay.
Yeah. They were going through a resale. Well, someone else had already kind of scooped it up. Mm-hmm. And as I talked to the franchise developer, he goes, well, why not think about the West Valley? Because there were nothing in the West Valley for Speed Pro.
Yeah.
We're the sixth Speed Pro in the Valley. And we're the only ones that I like to say are west of I-17.
I gotcha.
So we live in Chandler. It's a little bit of a drive, but that 202 around South Mountain, it's a really quick drive every day. So it's really not that bad. And when it was really important, we want to be near I-10, somewhere close to the 202 or the 101. Yeah. And we found a home in Avondale after some time.
That's wonderful. I mean, again, there's a lot of things I want to pull out from this conversation and just the intro to what you've guys been doing for the last couple of years here. And one of them is just, Jenny, from your perspective, I'd love to understand, A, what that conversation was when he came to you with like, look, I have this slew of these different types of businesses that we can approach or kind of take involved. And what in your mind was your kind of situation at the time? Like, what was your thought in thinking, okay, we're going to take on this business, but we also still have the kids to worry and think about?
Yeah, my position on it was balance.
Okay.
Was making sure that we could put as much energy into the business as we can, without it affecting the kids and home, because our youngest is 10. Mm-hmm. So, but now that our youngest is 10, it opens up a new opportunity for me, that I'm not so tied down and focused on making sure that, everything is, you know, there all the time. Yeah. We do have a lot of support in family that, is available to help out with the kids. So we kind of, you know, went to them and said, hey, this is kind of what we're thinking. Yeah. And, you know, they're very supportive. So we do use them to pick up the kids, and, you know, and it is, it can be challenging with a little bit of, you know, back and forth and making sure the kids have what they need and they're taken care of, and sports and all of that stuff is still a huge part of their lives. Mm-hmm. So making sure that they're still real well-rounded was kind of important to me. When he first brought it to me, my thought was, okay, how are we going to do this?
Yeah.
And how does it affect the family? How does it affect the time and being able to adjust to all of that? But then in meeting with Speed Pro is, even though it's individual owners and individual franchise, it's very much a family.
Yeah. Closely tied.
They don't compete. The franchises don't really compete against each other like a traditional, more traditional franchise. Everybody's supportive of each other, and you can always feel like you can call another owner and say, "Hey, I have this project. I've never done this before. Have you ever done this?" Yeah. And they're, "Oh yeah, I've done this. I talked to this person, or this is my contact here." So that is kind of that was a big selling point for me, is that you don't feel like you purchased this franchise and now it's like, okay, there you go. You're on your own.
For sure.
I love that.
I love that for the fact that I'm a parent. We have a 3-year-old right now. And, you know, the fact that the understanding that there is a balance to this whole life of work and family and wanting to make sure that they have the needs or have the, you know, the catering to understanding, like, look, mom and dad are working, but we also love you so much that we're trying our best to make sure that you are a part of this balancing act that we have here. And I can attest, it is never easy. It'll probably never get any easier, the fact that they are still always going to be a part of your life. But the fact that they were inclusive and just wanting you guys to have an opportunity to go out and seek this dream of yours and have something that is completely to your own, that is wonderful. And I have nothing but like kudos for you guys for involving them and getting them a part of like understanding of what you guys are going to jump into, so that they can feel like it's a decision that the family made and not just mom and dad are going to go and do this something without us. So
yeah,
you brought up something that I would love to kind of get into, because Derek, you had brought up the fact that you guys are west of the I-17, and that is a big significant thing nowadays, because you start to, if you are a big fan like me of reading the Phoenix Business Journal, you know that the west side is becoming more prevalent in development, in new businesses coming involved, and just growth as a large scale part of that West Coast dynamic. So what have you experienced so far in just the, you know, amount of time that you spent in Avondale with Speed Pro, and the growth that is going on the west side?
We end up seeing, we know how much growth is on out here. I mean, we see it in the East Valley as well. We lived as far as Santan Valley at one point.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then we kind of got back into it where we now live in Chandler. But just meeting with the franchise developer that we had met through SpeedPro, he's retired now, but he actually lives in Arizona. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of a plus for us when we were talking to him.
Yeah.
And he recognized it as well. He goes, God, there's so much growth out here. And when it came to really the printing industry, there didn't seem to be a whole lot of other companies that
there's not a big footprint
here
for the print industry. So what we've found with other businesses and the Southwest Chamber of Commerce and networking groups and stuff is that there's a need.
Yeah.
And everyone has been so welcoming and so wonderful to us we have really like, okay, we want to put into this community, this area, and really kind of help develop.
We want to develop with them. We want to grow with them. We want to grow with the Southwest Valley.
Yeah.
And that's what Jen had brought up. We've joined the Southwest Valley Chamber of Commerce, and they have just been fantastic. And they've talked about the growth that they've gone through for the past couple of years. So it was exciting for us to just kind of be a part of that. And we've met a lot of people through the chamber and other networking groups. Awesome. And they're excited for us as well. So they're not only helping us grow our business, we get the opportunity to help them grow their business as well.
Absolutely. I think that's a wonderful dynamic in the fact that they're so closely knitted, because you start off in this smaller group, and then you start to develop and you start to grow as a city, as a region, and you really start to understand who's who, and you can kind of, like you said, grow with the family and just understand who's coming in, who's leaving, who's coming, you know. That'll always be kind of your guys's, because you are one of the first to step in, and your kind of dynamic in what you guys do, that is something that you guys can always kind of, you know, I've always said, it's like you have the history and you have the kind of culture that comes along with it, and you understand it. So that'll always take more precedent than any kind of high flaring, you know, you come in for a short period of time. No, having the history and understanding the people and understanding the businesses that go along with those people, That's gonna put you over, you know, more times than not about what you guys do and how you guys help each other as well. So I just was like, it's so incredible that you have the early foot forward with the region that you guys are in, because again, this is behind me a map of Phoenix, and just this is the early 80s, and you can still see some of the in the top part, like where the farming area is, and just kind of the slow growth that it's not slow growth, but the growth as a city in overall. That's not, these are no longer here anymore. Those are all, you know, actual city streets. And so I'm just so amazed by how Phoenix has expanded over not only the decade, but just overall as the years have gone by. I've been here about 10 plus years, but just because I grew up on the Indian reservation and moved down here for college, I, you know, in that time that I've spent here is just incredibly, you know, just so much change and just living through it and understanding how the city is becoming a bigger entity as a whole. It's just really incredible to see people like yourself who still want to help, you know, and do their part and take care of the people that they take care of. It's just really beautiful that you guys are doing this. And I want to say that what you guys do in particular is just something I've always had a passion for, or at least had dipped my toe in at one period in time. And so I love to understand how much this business is something that fulfills a need in your end or your creativity for both you, Derek, and for you, Jenny, just to like help us understand how much it feeds your kind of joy in this business.
Well, I'm a big DIY I like figuring things out when it comes to that. So it really does feed that for me. I've had the opportunity to design a couple posters for, you know, someone that was running for city council.
Awesome.
I've had the opportunity to design some business cards, using the machines that, you know, I've dabbled with my Cricut and stuff like that, but now I'm dealing with those machines on a huge scale, which is incredibly exciting for me. So it's kind of, for me, it's been great to, it's kind of sparked that DIY, you know, okay, this is what, you know, the client kind of will have an idea of what they're mm-hmm. looking for. And then you kind of have to kind of, you know, talk to them a little more, get some more ideas. Absolutely. And kind of it's a dance back and forth on what getting their vision across the way they see it. Mm-hmm. That's been where it's kind of sparked me mm-hmm. is dealing with all those machines and the creativity of it that way.
Yeah.
And I'm very similar in that aspect. I'm not necessarily a DIY person. My passion is helping people. Awesome. This is just a different way to help somebody. What is it that they're looking for? When somebody wants something and they're not sure how to approach it, at this point, now we're able to ask them questions to say, here's an option or there's an option. And that way, at that point, it starts out bringing out more. Yeah, this is the vision I'm looking for. This is what I want. This is what I need. And we're able to produce that for them. And once they get it, they're just, thank you. You just saved me a lot of stress. We kind of wipe out some stress for them.
Yeah.
And at that point, they're telling other people about it. And that's really what is exciting, but that's also part of the growth as well. Going, you're building these relationships and then you meet these people who need this. And then they come back and it's like, hey, how you doing? And, it's like an old friend at that point. And they know they can come to us. They can come to us with confidence. And then we can, same thing, we can produce for them with confidence. And if something does go wrong for any reason, we fix it. We know we're not going to be perfect, but we're not afraid to make a mistake. And if we make a mistake, we're going to correct the mistake. We're going to figure out, okay, what happened in this case? Mm-hmm. What was the root cause? Why didn't it turn out the way it did? And at that point, okay, we get this done. We communicate with one another, we fix it. And in the end, we definitely want to make sure that our customer or our clients are very happy.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean, it says a lot about both of you in that it's kind of this, you know, overall arching goal for the two of you and the business as a whole, that you guys are providing a couple of things. One is just the creativity aspect of it. I like that you said it's a dance. I think it's a three-way dance. It's between you and the customer, but also the machines that you use as well. That is something that people forget, is that you can have the beautiful creative idea, but it's like you have to fill it within the need that the machine can bring out of it too as well. So there's like a three-part dance there. The other aspect is just overall, it speaks to me as a whole, Derek. It's just helping people. I've started this podcast wanting to help as many people as I can get their voices heard and just be a cheerleader, so to speak, for everyone. And the fact that you continue forward with your business as that kind of same aspect of wanting to help people in the needs that they are wanting from their products and their graphics and what they are trying to achieve as an overall look and feel for who they are, it just speaks millions to me. The other like thing that we love to understand is kind of a little bit of the minutia. I know there is a level of what you guys go through with the customers and asking them what they're looking for and things like that. But I'd love to understand, as you guys, like, give us like a little bit, like, do you guys drive in together to work? Who turns on the machines? Like, who, you know, can you give us a little bit of that dynamic throughout the week?
Well, we're actually just in the, it's, as long as we've been doing this, we bought into the franchise back in October of 2022.
Okay.
It took us a long time to find a studio.
Got it.
And to really come down to it, we just got our machines 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
So everything that we've produced up to that point, we have had to go through other studios or other vendors.
Sure, sure.
So we're just now in that kind of growing to stage where kind of looking at it in the way of a newborn or a kid, mm-hmm. we're in the infant stage. We're learning now how to walk and we're going to trip and now we got to get back up and keep moving forward. As of right now, it's rare that we drive in together.
Okay.
Because we need the flexibility that if an emergency does come up with our kids, one of us has to leave and one of us won't be stuck 30 minutes away to come back and get.
Understandable. So,
Most of the time is we're driving in separate. Jen is usually taking care of the things at home. And I'm in here, and we had just hired our first employee 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So we hired a production manager. We're very, very excited to have him on board.
Yeah.
Someone who's been in the printing industry for a while, and he's excited to really be a part of our growth.
It's exciting times.
We don't usually drive in together. They're with the kids. I'm usually the one that gets them all off to school and everything. And then after that, depending on what's going on with that day, I either will work from home or will come into the studio. Okay. So it kind of varies from what's going on, what appointments do the kids have, that kind of stuff. 'Cause that's still my primary.
Yeah.
But like I said, with them getting older now, it's definitely they're more self-sufficient and everything for them to be able to handle stuff on their own. And it's been a learning curve for them because I've been home.
Yeah.
And so now mom is kind of working again. And so they're kind of like, what do you mean? You can't do everything for me. I have to start learning how to do things.
I remember, geez, my mom she taught me how to, use the laundry, like, the washing machine and dryer for the first time. And I was like, I understand that you're teaching me this, but why are you teaching me? She's like, because I'm not going to be here and you have to learn how to do your own laundry. I was like, it just like clicked one day. I was like, I'm going to have to live on my own one day.
So, it's good for them. It makes me have to back off a little bit and let them grow and learn because I've been such a constant for them that, they're spoiled when it comes to me doing everything for them and, it's faster. So you just kind of do it faster.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of promoting them learning.
Yeah. You have six, right? So are any of them out of the house, like in college or anything like that? Or all six are still in high school, middle and elementary?
No, we have two. Well, we have two that are adults that are attending college and working. They still live at home, but they are very much independent. There's days that we don't see them all that much.
That's understandable.
And then there's times where it's really nice that they are there. I had to be into the studio really early yesterday morning and it was like, okay, you're going to have to, I got one of them up and was like, you're going to have to get them ready and go to school.
Yeah.
So, and they're very willing to be like, okay, what do you need? So they get up and they get the little ones off to school. So that's been incredibly helpful.
Yeah.
That they they are still there to help to kind of dive in because the youngest ones are 10 to 14.
Yeah. So, that's incredible that you have that family dynamic to help each other lean on one another mm-hmm. as the, as they've kind of grown and seen you guys develop this business. And I'd love I love that because it just shows the kind of parents you guys are and wanting and the kind of teamwork that you guys provide and the culture that you guys do for your own family will definitely bleed into the business side as well. So, Derek, I'd love to help understand a little bit more of, you know, what you guys had to go through in that, in the helping of understanding to get Speed Pro up and running for yourselves and being introduced into the businessy side. And you said that there was this kind of like, you know, the other owners helping you guys out and having conversations with you. Was there meetings? Was there like more than like meeting these other owners of their business and helping you like understand what they go through and kind of difficulties that they've probably been through as well?
Yeah, when we initially got the franchise, it was only a couple months later. It was March of last year. Okay. Every year, Speed Pro has a convention, and they hold it wherever they decide to hold it.
Yeah.
And last year, it just happened to be in Las Vegas, which is nice and convenient.
Yep.
So nice and close for us, and it was a big deal for us to go. So we got to meet a lot of different owners and really ask them kind of what they went through, even before we signed the franchise and we're just learning about Speed Pro. We got to talk to a couple owners that way as well through Zoom calls or just kind of having an interaction with corporate, with their studio. And we got to ask them questions and kind of just ask them about startup and how much patience they had to do. We had met a few owners and it took them a while as well to find studio locations.
Okay.
And once they were up and running, things went well. A lot of what they talk about is just follow the model that Speed Pro offers with the training that's given. Eventually over time, it's like it'll be very difficult in the beginning, but over time things will, you'll see that churn and you'll see things to really start going positive for you instead
trust,
of negative.
Trust the process, sort of, so to speak.
And also with, and we're fortunate enough in the Phoenix area that there are other studios here. Yeah. And we got to basically kind of hook up with another studio called the Buddy Studio System. So we could go to any other studio and they'll produce for us. And of course they'll kind of give it to us at a wholesale price. Mm-hmm. But they're still of course running their business as well.
Yeah.
So it makes it kind of difficult in that matter, but it's just, we've been welcomed with open arms from all the owners, and especially the ones here in the Phoenix area that they're excited for us as well. But also that, when we do run into something that we don't know, we can throw it out there. We can throw a question out there and they'll immediately just call us and say, hey, this is what we've done. This is who you need to contact. And that has just been, I said, hey, we're so thankful to be a part of the Speed Pro family for that reason, that other studios, that they are supportive, that there isn't this, as much as we're competitive, and that we're competitors with each other. Everyone wants to see everyone succeed. So there isn't the, oh no, I got to be the best Speed Pro out there. It's, hey, you got your client. Okay, let me help you figure that out so you're successful. Because the more other studios are successful and running, it just puts even a better name on Speed Pro as a whole.
Exactly.
And that's what we have with Speed Pro. And I don't think there's another printing company when it comes to that family aspect that can come close to what Speed Pro provides.
And it sounds like it too, just the fact that you guys have these like overall big meetings where people come together if they want to ask questions or even fill in of like what they are doing in other states and things like that, to provide that opportunity, is it says a lot about the company as a whole. Because again, you can run into these larger companies where none of them speak to one another all that well on different scales, so a national brand becomes isolated and not communicative. It harshens, you know, every single person's overall joy for working, because, you know, you have no community aspect of that. And so the level that you guys are at, where you guys are really starting off fresh and having the hugs and the welcomes to allow them to, like, you know, hey, well, we got you. You are a part of the family now, so we'll take care of you, and this will help you succeed on your end. I mean, it just really does feel like a family dynamic that you guys are being brought into. So I hope that will allow you guys to see yourselves as part of the family, but also help you guys succeed in the overall scheme of, you know, what you guys have been through so far. I love that you guys, again, are a little bit away from some of the other areas, because it gives you also a chance to, you know, fill in, you know, grow a little bit further and allow your guys to experience something on your own, but at the same time, ask the questions that are needed to ask to help fulfill the needs of the customer. So it just, to me, you guys are in a great situation, in a great location. Everything should be nothing but up for you guys for the next couple of, you know, years. And that's where we're going to lead into for our next couple of questions, just looking at the future and kind of the goals for yourselves and maybe for the business, for, you know, where you guys are at in Avondale. So I'll ask Jenny, it's like, you know, one part, what are you looking forward to? And then Derek, you know, what are some of the things that you're kind of hopes for the business as a whole and what you guys hoping to achieve on that end? So I'll let Jenny go first and then Derek.
I guess I'm looking forward to the growth in the overall print industry. You know, it's forever changing, like everything is, you know, software, machines. There's so many different avenues that you can take it. We're still kind of looking for what our niche is, but kind of exploring just... This area is so growing so fast, and out towards Buckeye is just going crazy out there. Yeah. So getting more involved, even out as far as, you know, going out to towards Buckeye and looking and seeing what we can do to help them too. Okay. So really, it's just for me, it's the growth would be. Finding different machines that we can get, that, you know, we can do different things on. There's some pretty cool machines out there that we've looked at online and stuff, and it's like, that one's a bucket list. so it would probably be that would probably be mine.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And really to go on top of what Jen said, it really is, the machines, the software, the technology that's out there, a lot of what different distributors provide in, or companies they even provide in printing machines, cutting machines, it's just absolutely amazing what can be done. Mm-hmm. And what, of course, excites us is, and we're still, as Jen said, we're trying to find our niche. What is going to make us stand out from all the other competitors? And we already have a few things going for us, but we are looking to go, okay, what can we do to help an immediate cause? And then what can we do to really provide that ultimately no one else can do? And a lot of the printing industry can even work with competitors because they may have a type of machine that we don't, or we may have a type of machine that they don't. Yep. And all of a sudden they're coming to us for business and then we're going back to them for business. So it really kind of works that way. But yeah, we've got a couple of machines that we've already, it's like, this is what we want, but we want to give it time and saying, well, we don't have the money for it. We want to make sure that is what we do need, not so much a want, but a need for our customers at that point.
For sure. I think this is overall, like, what you guys have and what you guys are looking at are just super, like, wonderful to hear from just my standpoint as someone on the outside looking in. It's just something that I look forward to seeing your guys' process because, again, it's just as early on as you guys are, there's so much more that is left in and so much more that it's coming out of that area that I look forward to, like looking to see, you know, you guys progress and see what kind of new stuff that you bring out. And it's just super exciting because you guys are literally, like, I love this timeline where you guys are at, just because, again, there's so much more to come. And I have nothing but high hopes for both of you, because this is not only in your family's life, but also going to, you know, just from your family standpoint and just how you guys operate on that scale, I have no doubt in my mind that it is going to bleed into the business side, and it is going to make great things for you and your team there at Speed Pro. And you guys are going to go out and do wonderful things out into not only Avondale, but like you said, Buckeye, Glendale, Peoria, everything on that west side is just looking. I look forward to seeing the Speed Pro logo somewhere along those roads, and seeing you guys, and knowing that I've been, you know, lucky enough to meet you. It's just really great because I get to be the person in my car being like, oh, hey, look, it's Speed Pro. Like, I know them. Yeah. I really do appreciate you guys. I usually leave this end of the conversation for you guys to promote where the people can find you online, anything that you guys have coming down the road, if there's an event that you want people to check out or something like that. But, you know, give them your address, give them your phone number, email, anything and everything that you want to promote. The floor is yours. Go right ahead.
The great thing is we do have a website up. It is speedpro.com/Goodyear-Avondale. Mm-hmm. I know if you Google it, we will show up right away. Awesome. And of course, for Speed Pro, we are Goodyear Avondale. There are other Speed Pros out there. Some have a city associated with them. Others just have like imaging or solutions.
Yeah.
They just have a kind of a branding word that goes with them. Okay. Our address, we're in Avondale. I absolutely love our location because we're right off the I-10 on Fairway Drive. So we're basically located between the 101 and the 303. We're off an exit. Fairway Drive is not a busy exit. It's an easy on, easy off exit. So we're very excited for that. We are a very business to business kind of model. So we'd like to work with other businesses, but it doesn't mean that we won't deal with individual customers as well. Awesome. That was very important to us. And for us, we're all about big, great, big graphics. But we also offer small format solutions, printing solutions as well. Awesome. We actually just had a customer that we found through Facebook, and we found through a networking channel, which was BNI. Mm-hmm. And she needed some poster boards and she needed some postcards to help promote her business for an event that she was doing today. Oh, wow. So we were able to actually produce that for her. And we actually got them delivered to her this morning.
Yeah.
In Tempe. That's wonderful.
We took them to her where her event was and delivered them to her at her event this morning. And this request came in like Monday.
So actually it happened Wednesday.
Yeah, we were able to kind of turn that around for her. That's not always the case.
Yeah.
But we do like to put it out there that, okay, let us see what we can do.
Yeah.
If we can help you, if there's a way we can do it, then we will.
That's what I like.
And we'll kind of dig into that. And if we find like, okay, we can't do that, we'll be the first one to be like, okay, that we don't have enough time There's, you know, scheduling conflicts or whatever. But if we can drop it off for you at your event, we'll do that too. That's what one thing that we want to make sure we stand out from our competitors is that we want to not just be the service of, okay, we produced this, here you go, that's it.
Yeah.
Make it personal, make it, you know, it's their business. They're trying mm-hmm. to grow something or they're doing something and it's important to them. So it's important to us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So that kind of aspect of it, upcoming events, we'll probably have
we're going to have a ribbon cutting ceremony, probably within the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Awesome. And
we're going to set that up through the Southwest Valley Chamber of Commerce. So we're very thankful for them. They've been great to us so far. in basically in helping us. So they've always said, if you need something, come to them. And we've done that a couple of times. We've gotten stuck trying to move into our facility here, and they've been able to kind of direct us in the right direction of who to talk to. And in that process, we've met more people. We've had a fabulous networking group, which is part of BNI, which is a business networking international. Mm-hmm. And Goodyear Legacy is my chapter, and just a fabulous chapter. The people in there, it's the kind of the same thing. We're other small businesses trying to refer for one another. And it's like, we don't want the referrals within each other. We want to find it outside of that.
For sure.
So if someone comes up and goes, oh, do you know someone who does life insurance? Or you know someone who's a contractor? We know an electrician. We know a plumber. We know someone who does credit card services. We work with a couple nonprofits. And nice. Overall, building that has just been incredible. So I'm very thankful for them as well. And I guess to add one more thing, yeah, our phone number here, and it might throw people off because we are in the West Valley, but we are a 480 number. And our number is 480-904-3331. Awesome. And that is our business line here. So our regular business hours at this point are Monday through Friday, and we're 9 to 4. Mm-hmm. But of course, as we grow, we'll probably expand that going on. Yeah. But we do everything we can
to help accommodate our clients. Because sometimes, you know, if they need something like today on the weekend, we're not the company that's saying, oh, no, we're closed. Mm-hmm. Sorry. It's okay. Well, we'll drop it off for you or where can we meet up kind of thing. So we want to make sure that, you know, some places it's the business hours. That's what it is. Mm. We are not like that. We can be a little more flexible if we are given notice and our clients need something. So we're trying to work with them on that aspect as well.
Oh, wow. You guys are just, you're doing it all. I have nothing but high hopes, and I give you all the kudos and commends for you guys to keep doing what you're doing. And I have no doubt that as you guys progress along, it'll get easier. It'll get more fun. You'll have better, like just bigger clients, bigger, you know, things that you guys will produce. And again, this is just the tip of the iceberg for both of you. So before we go, we do have an outro for us. You can listen to every episode of our podcast at findingarizonapodcast.com. We make it easy for everyone to find us through social media. That's Finding Arizona Podcast under everything. If you want to send us a line at findingarizonapodcast@gmail.com, let us know who you want in next, and we'll try and make that happen. And we always end every episode with kisses, hugs, and belly rubs to our four-legged friends, and we will see you next time.